Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hey there, thanks for listening to today's episode. So today I want to talk with you quickly. It's going to be a short and sweet little episode. I want to talk to you about taking care of yourself. And what does that mean, taking care of yourself, caring for oneself? So generally speaking, if you're, you know, having a pretty healthy lifestyle and doing all the things to care for your body and mind, you know, it's going to be stuff like making sure you eat healthy food and making sure you get enough sleep and making sure that you, you know, manage your stress and making sure that you keep, you know, stay hydrated and drink plenty of water. Make sure that you, you know, have some contact with your friends and family and support system. So it can mean all kinds of things. Of course, here with Clean Food Dirty Girl, our focus is on eating ridiculously delicious, healthy, whole food, plant-based food. And that is, you know, such a big part of caring for oneself, is what you put in your body on a daily basis. And the thing is, like, we got to eat, right? One way or the other, we got to eat. So we may as well make it food that helps our body and mind thrive. And, right, but it's not just that. It's just that I could eat a whole food plant-based diet and I could be completely stressed out and so overworked and wrung out that I am a heaping hopping mess. Heaping hopping? Sure. We'll go with it. You know, I could drink green smoothies every day and I could eat, you know, organic kale every day and I could eat nothing but whole plant foods and follow our meal plans. And you know, if I'm getting 3 hours of sleep at night, then, you know, okay, it's good that I'm eating healthy, but there's, you know, it's not balanced. And so it really does look, you know, take looking at these different areas in your life to see, okay, am I getting adequate sleep? Am I moving my body on a regular basis? Like, not moving your body as in walking to the kitchen to your bedroom, but like getting some exercise, getting your heart rate up, lifting some weights, doing some weight bearing exercises so that, you know, your bones stay strong as you age. Are you managing your stress? Are you connecting with the people in your lives? Do you feel like you have purpose? Are you feeling fulfilled? Are you eating healthy? It's all these things. And I think, you know, sometimes we can get so wrapped up in all of that. Now, I think it's quite possible to live a life and create a life for oneself that has all of those things kind of built into it. And that's the easiest way to do it, right? If you live a life that really is supportive of going to bed early and getting adequate sleep, that's going to be a lot easier than, you know, trying to force yourself to get good sleep. Right, so we can make choices for our overall life that will support our, you know, our self-care. And those choices are, you know, having healthy habits on the regular, on a day-to-day basis, so it just becomes part of your life, right? Like, batch cooking is kind of part of my life. Not drinking alcohol is part of my life. And by not drinking alcohol, I'm making it easier for myself to be healthier in other areas, right? Going to the gym and doing a little bit of cardio and taking a class and lifting some weights, that's helping, you know, my body feel really good. And that's helping me get better sleep. By drinking plenty of water and staying really hydrated, that is helping me in so many different areas, right? That's helping my body, that's helping my mind, that's helping me stay alert. So one good habit, one healthy habit kind of flows into the rest, and it's like this domino effect that it has on your life. And I've talked about that often, right? Like, you kind of start with one healthy habit, and then in 2 or 3 years, it's like your whole life looks different, and it's not just exercising or eating healthy or whatever it is you started with. Now it's sort of all of those aspects of your life are healthier. So one healthy habit really has an overflowing effect on other healthy habits. But here's the kind of the heart of what I wanted to talk about today. And that is, sometimes taking care of yourself can mean not working out. Sometimes the thing that you need most is to take a day off from batch cooking, right? Sometimes the most loving choice you can make for yourself is going to dinner with friends and having a good time and not worrying so much about what you eat, right? And allowing yourself to have a meal that's not whole food plant-based, right? That might be the healthiest thing for you. Sometimes the most helpful and loving thing that you could do is staying up a little bit later than you usually do with your best friend, laughing hysterically and watching movies until midnight. Maybe that's the best thing for you at that time, and that's okay. Like, I think we get so wrapped up in this perfectionist thinking and this all or nothing thinking that sometimes we miss out on like having fun and being spontaneous and living our lives and having really good stories to tell and really feeling like we're alive. There's a restaurant here on Maui that I passed by the other day, and they have this, I didn't go into the restaurant, but I saw this neon sign that they have inside as I was driving past, and it said, you know, bad choices make the best stories. And I really love that. I smiled and I said, yeah, I get that. And so I just want this to be a reminder that, you know, all the healthy things that we do, yes, 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 eat the plants, get the good sleep, drink the water, move your body, you know, do the meditation, go to the yoga class, but also, like, don't be afraid to live your life. Don't be afraid to have some flexibility and to have some wiggle room to make choices that, aren't in those categories either. Right? Give yourself some grace with that and allow yourself to live your life and to have moments that aren't quote unquote perfect. Right? And I use air quotes there because, are you going to be perfect if you eat 100% whole food plant-based? No, you will not be perfect. There is no such thing as perfection. And what are we arriving at anyways, right? Even if we did eat 100% whole food plant-based diet and we did yoga every day and we got 8 hours of sleep a night and we drank a green juice every day, like, okay, I'm sure that we would feel pretty good, right? But shit's still going to happen in our life that isn't perfect. Like, we won't all of a sudden turn into this fantasy that we have of either ourselves or somebody else that we imagine. You know, is like, okay, when I picture that, I picture Gwyneth Paltrow, right? Like, I'm not going to turn into the vision that I have of Gwyneth Paltrow and think that, you know, I'm not going to have any more concerns in my life. It's just not the reality of it. Cause even Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm guessing, like, shit comes up, shit hits the fan, things happen to her too, to everybody, to all of us. And so, you know, if you are invited to a wedding or to a party or to a potluck and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to go because they might have some vegan food, but it's not whole food plant-based and I'm really trying to eat plant-based, but I really want to go and I'm really stressing over it. Like, just don't stress about it and just go have fun. Just go have a good time. Go enjoy yourself. Eat the food that's not whole food plant-based. Eat the vegan option or even the vegetarian option. Oh my gosh. Or I don't know, eat the chicken if you want once in a while. I know that, like, I don't eat meat, so I wouldn't choose that one, but, you know, go do the thing. Go do the thing that you're going to have, that you know is going to be good for your soul, right? Because there's things that are good for your body, and also certainly having a healthy lifestyle is good for the soul as well. I do believe that. But sometimes you just got to get out there and go against your routine and do the thing that's going to light you up. Right? maybe one day take a day off from batch cooking to go read your book, right? You can do the batch cooking later, or maybe you don't. Maybe you just, you know, make some really simple meals and eat baked potatoes and avocado toast all week and burritos with refried beans. Okay. Sometimes that can be the very best thing. Right. So, and I say this because I remind myself as well. It's like, it doesn't have to be all or nothing, right? I was talking to a weight loss client of mine, and she's going to a work thing, and it's like she said, well, I don't want to eat just salad. Right? Because the salad is horrible in these places. And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't want to eat that salad either. Right? But what could you order that isn't salad, that also isn't, you know, a dish that's full of meat and dairy and fried food, right? Is there something else that's kind of like that in between? And so often we get caught up in that kind of all or nothing mentality, right? And I see it in our Clean Food Dirty Girl private Facebook group and our Plant Fueled Life members. I certainly see that as well. And so it's okay. I think, you know, give yourself a break, give yourself some grace, and do the things that light your soul up once in a while. You know, have a piece of cake. I don't know. Life is going to go on and you're going to be okay. And I think the more that we think about it in black and white and in absolutes, the more we get in trouble. Because if we think like, okay, if I have this chocolate cake, then it's over. Like all my progress is gone. It's totally over. That mindset leads into the all or nothing thinking. And what happens when we have an all or nothing mindset is you eat a piece of cake and then all of a sudden it's like, well, screw it. I'm going to eat the whole entire cake and I'm going to go eat cake tomorrow and I'm going to go eat donuts and I'm going to go eat everything else because I've already done this, so I may as well just say screw it. And if you have the mindset of, oh, hey, I think I would like that piece of cake and I'm going to give that to myself and I'm going to enjoy every damn bite and there's nothing wrong with me, there's nothing wrong with this choice, I'm going to really enjoy it and then the next thing I eat is going to be whole food plant-based. Then you enjoy the cake and then you just keep moving forward. There, it's not like this getting on and off again type of thing, right? It's like we just keep moving forward because that's how time is. We just keep moving forward. So you can have the cake and then keep moving forward and, you know, eat the big salad for dinner. Eat the, you know, delicious whatever you're having for dinner. For me, what is dinner tonight for me? I'm going to have some cheesy broccoli soup from the meal plan. A simple long weekend. I'm also going to have some purple sweet potatoes with some cheesy sauce on top. I'm getting hungry is what's happening right now. And here's the other thing that I want to add in wrapping up with this. So if you are somebody who tends to beat yourself up, and let's just say you went out to dinner with friends and then the next day you're like, ugh, I feel horrible. I shouldn't have done that. I didn't eat how I usually eat and now I feel like I'm off track or I just don't feel good about myself and you're kind of like disappointed with yourself. It's okay. You can also be disappointed with yourself. That's okay, right? I'm not going to say don't be disappointed with yourself. I'm going to say allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. I see this happen a lot. I see people beat themselves up for beating themselves up or being mad at themselves for being mad at themselves. And it's so funny when you think about it, right? If you are mad at yourself, okay, well, for whatever reason, maybe, you know, whether it's warranted or not is I would have no idea. And that's not really my business. And that's, you know, your business, whether that's warranted or not. But either way, if you are mad at yourself, then just allow yourself to be mad at yourself. Just feel how that feels. Or if you're disappointed with yourself, just allow yourself to be disappointed with yourself and invite love in, invite compassion in, invite understanding and patience in. And when I tell people, like, well, okay, I was talking to somebody and I said, what would love have you do? And can you invite love in? Sometimes people think that means, okay, well, if I invite love in, if I'm really nice to myself and I'm really loving to myself, then I would never beat myself up. And what I said was, well, you're human, so you're going to beat yourself up. I'm human. I'm going to beat myself up sometimes. I'm going to get mad at myself. I'm going to be disappointed with myself because that's what we do. We have a human brain and it's very messy in there. And sometimes, you're going to beat yourself up. But where the love part comes in is loving yourself through that and being okay with beating yourself up and accepting in that moment you're having, in this human moment of yours, you are beating yourself up and you're going to love yourself through that moment. That's such an, like, that makes such a difference. There's such a difference between that and, okay, I'm beating myself up and I'm going to beat the shit out of myself for beating myself up. Because I shouldn't be beating myself. I'm better than this. I need to love myself. There's no room for me to beat myself up. I should be better than this. It's nonsense. If you're disappointed with yourself, if you're beating yourself up, just allow it. It's just part of the ride. It's just part of being human. And we have all of these feelings. We have all of these emotions that we feel. And so notice, okay, this is how it feels to beat myself up. Huh. And don't judge, just do that without judgment and just notice and support yourself through it, love yourself through it, and just take note, take mental note. This is how it feels. And where does it feel for you? Do you feel it in your tummy? Do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel it in your head? Where do you feel that when you beat yourself up? Where do you feel it? And just allow yourself to have that moment. It's like sometimes I saw this video, and I don't talk about parenting things a lot because I'm not a parent, so I just don't have any business talking about parenting. But I saw this video that I thought was really good. I don't know, maybe you guys have a different opinion of it, but it was this dad, this dad in his probably his 30s, and he had like maybe a 2 or 3 year old, and this 2 or 3 year old was kind of having this a little bit of a meltdown, and you can tell the kid was just tired and just fussing and whining, and the dad just put all of his attention and focus to this kid and just was very present for this kid and kind of didn't tell him to stop, didn't tell him that he should be acting any different or not having a tantrum, was just really there as like this loving witness. And, eventually the kid just kind of stopped. So I think that we could all be like kids sometimes. We all need a moment to, have a little bit of a meltdown, and we need to allow ourselves to do that. I was in a meditation class a couple of weeks ago, and my mom was actually there leading that meditation, and she kind of talked about how when we're meditating, sometimes our mind can throw tantrums like children. And what she does in those moments is just say, "Hello, I see you. I see you." And then just, keep breathing and keep connecting to the breath and keep going. And I think so often, instead of connecting with that part of ourselves and giving ourselves grace and allowing ourselves to have those human moments, we are so quick to, we're very quick to think that we should be feeling something different. We shouldn't be doing this. It needs to be different, right? When we're having those moments of just, feeling really bad or just, feeling really down on ourselves or feeling disappointed with ourselves or whatever it is, we're so quick to be like, oh, well, we shouldn't feel that way. And it's like, what if we just put some attention and focus there and just noticed, well, this is how I'm feeling. I'm feeling disappointed with myself. I'm feeling like, I beat myself up and I shouldn't have done that thing. Okay. That's okay. Love yourself through it. So this was kind of, you know, and it's a contrast, right? Because on the one hand, in the first part of the episode, I'm saying live your life and do things that make your soul happy. And if that means sometimes, you know, you only get a few hours of sleep once in a while, it's not the end of the world. If you eat the cake once in a while, it's not the end of the world. And at the same time, if you find yourself disappointed with yourself, beating yourself up and feeling like, ugh, I'm just a drag and I shouldn't have done that. Instead of beating yourself up for beating yourself up, just call in grace, call in love, and just be a witness to that. And just allow yourself to do it. Loving yourself doesn't mean never judging yourself, never being disappointed with yourself, never feeling like you could have done better, right? That's not what loving yourself is. Loving yourself is not abandoning yourself over the course of your life when those feelings come up. Loving yourself is loving yourself through all of that unconditionally, even when we feel like, you know, we could have done better. Maybe you could have done better. It's okay. You know, it's okay. And it's good to recognize that sometimes. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Shit, there's many times I could have done better, right? It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. It just means that I'm a human on this human journey and we're all doing the best we can. I truly believe that. So those are some words for you today. I hope that you have a really good week and I hope that you allow yourself to have some moments of pure fun and pure pleasure. Have some pleasurable moments, right? Have some moments that give you pleasure this week and then love yourself through it all. Okay, talk to you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.